Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Podcast One presents Off the Vine Drunk Dial. It's all about dialing digits and making questionable decisions. Let's get it started.
Okay, does that work? I need to get some sleep.
So, have you ever thought about getting undies delivered to your door? We all know I have. You should. MeUndies has plenty of options for those looking to update their undie game. You can join the monthly membership, build a pack, select a matching pair to match with your better half, or just pick out one pair that strikes your fancy. They're pretty laid back, so go ahead and do what you want. MeUndies are made with soft, sustainable fabric and available in sizes extra small to 4XL. MeUndies are made for your self-expression. New fun prints drop every Tuesday and members get access to exclusive prints every month. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/vine. That's MeUndies.com/vine.
Hello, Vinos, and welcome to Friday. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Beside me, Ramen the Golden Noodle. We do not have Jason on the pod today because he's in Let's Go Buffalo. And he's visiting friends, and he's doing some little speaking event there. It was like my chance to finally just, you know, stay home. I had training with Ramen with our trainer, Jessica. So I can't wait to get to Buffalo. There, I said it. I can't wait to get to Buffalo. Maybe going to go for Jason's birthday, which is coming up in October. But he's just kind of enjoying some time with friends. He's going golfing. He's going to do this event. And then we are meeting up in Vegas this weekend. So I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I'm actually doing a live podcast at Life is Beautiful Festival, music festival in Vegas. So it's pretty cool. Billie Eilish is playing, Post Malone, Chance the Rapper. A few really big names, and yours truly. No, I'm doing like a, I don't actually know how it's going to work. It's a setup on the stage. I'll do a live podcast. I know Jonathan Van Ness is doing his live podcast there, which is super exciting because that's just, you know what? I'm in such good company lately. He's in the People's Choice Awards and for the best podcast, and as am I. And we're doing a live podcast at the festival this weekend. And then on Sunday, I get to do a live show with Nikki Glaser, who is one of my favorite comedians. So I'm extremely excited about that. Still, I can't get over all the love and support I have been feeling from, obviously, my Vinos for the People's Choice nominations. Keep on voting every day, all day. And then it's, as we know, double on Tuesday. I've been keeping up with Facebook a little more lately because it's nice. I've had a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of downtime. And by downtime, I just mean not on an airplane, still busy AF. But I've been really paying attention to the Facebook group. I just love you guys. I love catching up on the Off the Vine Facebook group. It makes me so happy. Just reading your guys' thoughts about whether it be... Okay, I like that you guys go there too. Like, hey... You guys talk about bachelor stuff. You talk about relationships. You guys support each other. It's really nice to see just scrolling. And you know how you scroll usually and once in a while you're like, why am I scrolling? I don't feel that way on the Off the Vine page. I'm like, oh, I love you guys. I had the pleasure of talking to somebody, a doctor in New York. So I am going to let you guys hear that.
All right, this podcast episode is sponsored by Allergan Aesthetics. My guest today is Dr. Morgan Rayback, board-certified dermatologist based in New York City. Dr. Rayback, thank you so much for calling into chat today.
Sure, absolutely.
So I have been receiving Botox Cosmetic for a few years now for my crow's feet. I'm very happy with the results, but I was talking to a friend about these lines between my brows and wanted to talk with you about getting evaluated for Botox Cosmetic there too.
Thanks, Caitlin. So glad you asked me to call in. I would love for you to come to my office for a consultation so we can see if you are a candidate for Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A for your frown lines. Also, perfect question. A lot of people do not realize that Botox Cosmetic is the first and only treatment FDA approved to temporarily make moderate to severe frown lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines look better in adults. As you know, the other great thing about it is it fits in well with our busy schedules. It is a quick 10-minute treatment for frown lines with minimal downtime, and you may begin to notice results within 24 to 48 hours with full results in several weeks. I always tell patients to take a before selfie, and then one every day for the weeks after treatment, so you'll have a tangible way to track your results over the next several weeks.
Okay, I love that advice, and I always love a selfie. My friends are always asking me about my experience with Botox Cosmetics, so I would love to spend this time with you and just kind of get all the answers to all of our questions. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my first question is, can you tell me how it even works?
Sure. So Botox Cosmetic targets one of the underlying causes of frown lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines, which is the repeated muscle contractions from frowning, squinting, smiling, and raising the eyebrows over the years. Your specialist will inject these muscles with Botox Cosmetic to temporarily reduce muscle activity. You will begin to notice a visible smoothing of the frown lines between your brows, your crow's feet lines, and your forehead lines.
Okay, and one of the things that everyone always mentions when I say I use Botox Cosmetic is that I'm still able to look like myself.
Right. So with this treatment, you should look like yourself, just with fewer lines.
Mm-hmm. And I've been getting Botox, like I said, Botox Cosmetic for a few years now. And what do you recommend is the right age to begin treatment?
That's a great question. You must be an adult who is at least 18 years old to be in treatment with Botox Cosmetic. You could consider a Botox Cosmetic consultation when you have visible, moderate to severe frown lines, forehead lines, and or crow's feet. So because everyone develops wrinkles differently, it's best to see a specialist in person to help make the right decision for you.
Right. And then my friends always ask me if it hurts, and they're always surprised when I say that it really does not feel like more than a simple pinch. Is this normal?
This is a very normal question. Some users report a slight pinch during the injection. Your specialist might use ice to numb the treatment area or even administer numbing cream depending on your comfort level.
Okay. And are there any risks associated with this treatment?
Well, just like when you asked me about getting a treatment, everyone considering a treatment should talk to their doctor about Botox Cosmetic and whether it's right for them. The effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. So you have to alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection, however, are at highest risk.
Okay, that's good to know. And are there any side effects that I should be aware of?
Well, I always tell my patients to be honest with me about their full medical history, including allergies and any illnesses I should be aware of, since the side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Do not receive Botox Cosmetic if there's a skin infection. And tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lampert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. For the full safety information, you can visit BotoxCosmetic.com, or you can call 877-351-0300.
Okay, amazing. And is there a generic Botox Cosmetic?
No, there's no generic for Botox Cosmetic. Only Botox Cosmetic is backed by 16 years of published research in peer-reviewed journals. It uses a unique manufacturing process, and its potency is measured in units that cannot be compared to any other product. This is why there is no such thing as a generic Botox Cosmetic.
Right. And then I think everybody wants to know, what does it cost?
Right. So price varies based on you and your doctor's treatment goals, your geographic location, and the specialist you choose.
Okay, well, doctor, there has never been a better time to own your look, because right now I'm providing an extra special offer just for my listeners, and you can receive $50 off Botox Cosmetic if you text VINE to 65190 on your mobile device. Again, that's VINE to 65190. And thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Rayback. I'm going to call you later and hopefully make an appointment.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, oh, what's going on with Ari? Former bachelor used his wife's breast milk in an Instagram story to supposedly cure his pink eye. I'm sorry, what? Is this a real thing? Wait, I'm going to his Instagram right now. He used his wife's breast milk. Okay, well, I didn't know breast milk was a cure for pink eye, but as I'm learning right now, that breast milk is literally mother's milk for everything. It cures a lot. I guess that's not weird. Okay. You know what? Slow day in the news. That's what we're talking about. Anyways, so Bachelor in Paradise finale had happened. Super exciting. I think Hannah and Dylan are just stupidly cute. They're so freaking adorable. Katie and Chris, I feel like maybe he was a little bit pressured by producers to propose, but I hope that works out for them. Christian and Demi, please get on my podcast. I'm going to say this, and I hope it doesn't get me in trouble and more so helps me out, but I just feel like ever since Allie and Rachel got a podcast for Bachelor people, they're denying all other Bachelor podcasts. Oh, actually, maybe it's just mine. Because, you know, I'll ask, oh, can I please have so-and-so on? Then they're all of a sudden on Allie and Rachel's podcast. So I think they're starting to realize that you can leverage off a podcast and that, hey, why are all these past Bachelor people getting these people and we aren't? So they've created a podcast. And I'm just at this point excited that I don't base my whole podcast off Bachelor because I could get screwed there. Anyways, I love Rachel and I love Allie and they probably have a great podcast. So I wish them well with that and they'll get all the good peeps. So I like to think I have a different angle of how to have conversation and make it a little more humorous. Oh, Raman, are you just going to take that squeak toy and squeak it out during this pod? That's cool. Go ahead, man. Your world. I'm just living in it. Just a squirrel trying to get a nut, okay? Yeah. Anyways, what else? Oh, you know what? I've got to be honest. I'm just going to say it. I didn't watch Bachelor in Paradise last night. I've been seeing everything else online. I can just catch up through you guys on Facebook, my Vinos. I can catch up through Instagram, the search page, which I don't recommend. You just get lost in that one. And the other day, I accidentally taught Jason that you can scroll the search page. I was like, why am I scrolling? Why am I doing this to myself? And he's like, you can scroll. And I was like, no, don't do it. It's the scroll that always got me. Wow. Trouble speaking today.
Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper from when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer just a few simple questions, like if you have navigation and moonroof, you get to watch as they bump up your value. If you had high mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you get to know how much it dings your wallet so that you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade it in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Sometimes I try and dig deep into reasons I'm having anxiety. And I think you guys saw on my Instagram page, I did a story the other morning about how I was very thankful for ramen because I had a bad attack in the night. And I always want to know, like, where did that stem from? Did it stem from so much Bachelor news and scrolling before bed? Does that show still have like some sort of effect on me? Am I just working myself too hard? Am I stretching myself too thin? Am I not saying no enough? Am I saying yes to too many things? Do I just have too much on the old brain? And I just woke up. And you know what? I think a small part of it is that I've just like, summer's catching up with me. I've been eating very unhealthy and drinking probably too much. So I just woke up the other morning. It was like 4 a.m. and I knew it was happening. And I just felt this rush of heat over my body. And sometimes in these moments of like sheer panic, I know I have to take something. So I did. And I immediately went to find ramen and he was laying on the air conditioner, which was perfect because that's exactly where I needed to be. I was radiating heat. I just felt so anxious. It was like I was almost counting down to the moment I was going to start hyperventilating. And I'm trying to sit here and think, what's bothering me? What's happening? And so I just held Raman's paw. I put my feet up, which is a trick I like to tell people. I learned from my girlfriend. I put my hands on my chest. I feel my breathing. I have my legs up. I have one hand on Raman's paw. I loved hearing his breathing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really hope Jason doesn't wake up. Because one, I just, there's something in me that when people ask, you know, when you're about to cry and someone goes, oh, are you okay? And then you start bawling your eyes out. That's me when I'm about to have a panic attack. And I've only had two in my whole life of actual panic attacks. Otherwise, I have like minor anxiety. But this was that point. I knew I was just waiting for it to happen. And I was just trying to breathe through it. And I'm like, God, please don't let Jason wake up. Because if he asks if I'm okay, I might freak out. So he rolled over. And of course, he's concerned about me because I'm just laying on the floor breathing heavily and holding Raman. And he goes, what are you doing? And I just looked at him and I said, I'm really sorry, but I'm having extremely bad anxiety right now. And the only thing I need from you is just silence. I can't answer any questions. And then, of course, poor guy's just trying to help. And he goes, well, are you okay? And yeah, I know, Raman, you were there for me. And then Jason says again, well, can I do anything for you? Obviously just trying to be the sweetest soul of all time, waking up in the middle of the night wanting to help me. But it was just that was just throwing me over the edge and throwing me over the edge. And it just was so bad. And luckily, I mean, by the time I was really freaking out, I actually take something called lorazepam, and I only take half, and it's for emergencies only. And I think that had kicked in by that time, and I had finally started to calm down, and my body temperature was going back down. And it's just such an awful, terrifying feeling, because you can't explain it and you don't know why it's happening and you can't think of anything that would have triggered it. And it's just something I don't wish for anybody. And I know that people suffer a lot worse than I do, which is really tricky. So I, of course, took it to the internet, one, to share that other people are not alone. And two, I like hearing what people have to say about anxiety. So I loved hearing people's tips and tricks for what they can do to help themselves. And then I learn a lot. And then I try, like, what was another one that I can't really do a lot of them when I'm in the thick of it with just needing to focus on my breath. But I know a lot of people were saying, like, you know, bubble baths. I really liked one girl's advice. She said to put a cold cloth on your head or an ice pack on your chest and then just put on like an episode of Friends, which I really like, because who doesn't like Friends? What else do? Meditate, obviously. Sometimes I put on classical music, and that really helps me. And I thought I would read you some of the other ones that I found that were really great. So one that really has helped me, and I notice this, is if I exercise regularly and eat a balanced meal, like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I don't skip any meals. I drink a lot of water. I exercise regularly. I really find that does change my anxiety. Just I'm more at ease through the week, and I sleep better in the week if I do that. For me personally, I get bad anxiety if I don't get 8 hours of sleep per night. Some people don't need 8 or 9 hours, but to me, I need 8 to function properly. Self-evaluation. I just, you know, taking a few moments to evaluate your situation. Are there external factors that could be leading to your anxious thoughts or feelings? You might, like the other night, I didn't know my trigger, but sometimes I do. And if I sit down and really self-evaluate, I can get to the bottom of that. And sometimes just having research and information can help me release some of the stress. So, you know, if you've had a tough few days or work or money situation, everything can kind of add up into anxiety. So just, I mean, consider your hormonal, environmental factors. I often experience anxiety as a symptom of like premenstrual syndrome, which is tricky for me. I think that hormones really affect my body. And a lot of people actually feel like they're more anxious during the I mean, winter, dark times, or even just, you know, on your period. I find that. I don't know about you guys. There's certain times with anxiety that you can find distractions, right? So writing something down. Sometimes I like to do research on the internet about like things that are mindless and just like find information of reading, pick up a book. Like to me, that just really helps me listen to an Oprah podcast or mine. I mean, for me, it's Oprah. I can be your Oprah. But I just wanted to thank everybody because everybody just sent such supportive, nice messages when I had said that I had been struggling a bit with the anxiety. And I definitely appreciate all of your messages and hope that I can help you in some way with your anxiety through a podcast or my social media or anything.
All right, so look around you. Everyone's probably wearing wireless earbuds. You see people wearing them everywhere you go and think, I should get me a pair. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollar bills on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. These earbuds are the best. Promise, I've got them. An absolute game changer whether you're working out, on a walk, listening to podcasts. Hey, that's you right now. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B are already obsessed. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. They're super comfortable, super easy to take anywhere, and unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. They're perfect in the gym, on a plane, walking your little doggos, and just about anywhere you need to be hands-free. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. Go to buyraycon.com/vine to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/vine for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's your time to get an amazing deal.
Anyways, back to, I was going to get to some of your questions. So let's get to Mary Coles. She asks, how have you been able to manage different societal expectations of you, marriage, babies, settling down, while still meeting your own needs? That's a great question. I think for me to manage social expectations, I have to ignore them. And it's not that that means I don't care about what people have to say or what they think. And I know people could be so excited for a marriage or for me to get pregnant. I understand that. I'm excited for all those things too, but I just have to kind of ignore them and know that when that time is for me, it will happen. And I mean, if you look at it, I don't think I have managed the expectations, because otherwise I think I would have got married from the last relationship. So there's just a lot of pressure in life, and me being in somewhat of the public eye, that comes with responsibility and pressure. And you just, I mean, Shannon McCarthy wants to know, if you were to interview Ellen but could only ask her one question, what would it be? I would like to know. I would ask her what her advice would be on what she would do to change the world, what she thinks would count or matter to save the world. That sounds crazy and silly, but I just, like, I would want to know her deep thoughts about what we could do as a society to just shift things in the right direction. I feel like she'd have a very wise, great answer for that. And it's one question, so I wanted to make it big, okay? Sam Weiss asks, would you rather only have water to drink for the rest of your life, or everything you drink have a little bit of pee in it? I'll take a little pee. Sure. A little pee never hurt anybody. Jamie Snyder asks, what has been your favorite date Jason ever took you on? Whew! Well, I'm trying to think. I don't feel like we've gone on any like extravagant dates, but every date we go on is really fun. Oh my gosh, I might have to come back to that once I like search my Instagram. It's like a, you know, it's a photo album. Let's see. Oh, you know what? The U.S. Open. The U.S. Open was incredible. We had such a fun time, and that was a date night for us. So that's what I'm going to go with. But, you know, more to come. It's crazy that we've only been together for like, gosh, it feels like so much longer in a good way. And Tony Anderson wants to know, do you believe in or have any superstitions? I used to as a kid. I was very superstitious. I was that person that didn't walk on the cracks. I just like, I had a really nervous childhood where I thought, like, I would believe in the eight balls. I got an eight ball for Christmas when I was really young, and I would go, am I going to get in a car accident today? And it would say, yes, definitely. And I wouldn't go in the car. I wouldn't go anywhere that day. And I believed in all of that kind of stuff. So I think I've grown out of that a little bit. I can't think of any superstitions that I would have that, well, I mean, all of them are kind of silly. But yeah, I can't think of any that I had that is worth sharing. Emily Russ, which previous bachelorette are you closest to? I would probably say, thinking of all of them, Trista and Andy are probably my closest girlfriends out of the bachelorettes. Yeah, I'm going to go with those two. Emily Boglin asks, what four apps can be found in the bar at the bottom of your screen? Oh, meaning which four apps do you find the most important? Oh, this is fun. Let's check. Oh, I only have three. Oh, does that mean I like don't really care? Mine are my messages, my email, and my phone, like to dial somebody. Oh my gosh, now I feel like that's not cool. What is yours, guys? Like Instagram, Twitter? What else are the kids doing these days? TikTok? Hey, is TikTok a thing? Like, is this something I need to get? I know my niece is on it, and then I just think it's a really like young thing, but I keep hearing about TikTok, and I'm wondering if I should get it. Anyways, you guys let me know. And thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend.